Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sure she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Invigorating. And Pharrell, if you're listening, I will give you a free reading. So anybody who knows Pharrell or could get to Pharrell, let him know that we start the week with his happy song. Hi, everyone. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I'm Bonnie Albers. I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm intuitive. I have all the clairs. They don't all come at once, so sometimes I have to rely on the ones that a spirit brings me at the time. And I also am an RN. I'm a healer. I don't do Reiki, but when I say I'm a healer, because I'm an RN, I have a lot of medical knowledge, and I've been one for a long time. in spirit and down here. And I also am a legal nurse consultant, so I know the law. And I am a life coach and a counselor. And I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But the big, big, crazy thing I love is metaphysics. And so I rock psychic, intuitive, and mediumistic abilities. They are what I live for or die for, one or the other, but I think I'm living this lifetime. So I did want to tell you that I just opened a website. Thank you, Via Paranormal 3, Paranormal Talk 3. And I am just going to tell you that it is, I changed the name from Weebly. It is still a Weebly account, but you can get me on BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. Go to my website. My latest radio shows are embedded right there. It tells you the hours of my show. They're a little off sometimes. And I am looking to put some video on there. So, Lou, I know you hear me. Let's get the vid going. And my new projects are going to be getting on YouTube, hopefully. I'm trying, and getting my video up on my web page. There you can find out how to contact me. I do all kinds of stuff. I do counseling. I do readings. I do mentoring, and all of that is there. You can get a hold of me and contact me. All my contact information is there. I do Skype. Well, you know, that sounds bad. I am on Skype, phone, computer, and in person. So everyone, today is really crazy because I want to say hello to everybody out in chat. And again, anybody who is listening and on the phones, I so appreciate you all getting up with me. I do have my third cup of Java, and I am with you. And so I'll tell you, I got up this morning because I always ask spirit what they want me to talk about first. And this is crazy because I don't usually talk about this. You know, I always go into soulmates and I go into past lives, which is going to come up next. But they wanted me to go over the 7 chakras. So somebody out there, either in chat or on the phone, needs to hear this. And I'm going to go through it lightly and then tell you what the messages were. First of all, you all know you have 7 basic chakras. We have a lot more than that, but the 7 that we know and that we rock start with the root chakra, and that is your red chakra. It is located at the base of your tailbone area, and this is what it rocks. The survival issues such as financial independence, money, and food, that's your basics. So when your base chakra is out of line or not in alignment, we are worried about those items. And so that is what your root chakra does for you. And before I start, I want to tell you, if any of the chakras are out of whack or place or have a low energy level, it can affect you health-wise, emotionally, and physically. And that's why I'm kind of reading this. And I don't know why Spirit wanted me to bring this to you, but I'm going to bring it quickly. So your sacral chakra is orange. I love the color orange, and now I understand why, because it's where your sexual urges are. So your sacral chakra is located in your lower abdomen. It's 2 inches below the navel, and it is super cool. It's the sense of abundance, well-being, pleasure, and sexuality. So when that's off and you have a low libido, we look at that chakra, which is your sacral chakra. That's where we feel all those stirrings of goodness. So the next one is your solar plexus chakra. And I love this one because a lot of people feel their intuition in this one, even though it's not an intuitive chakra. Actually, they all are, but that's not where our intuition lies. But a lot of people say when they know something's wrong or they can't, they feel that urge or panic, they feel it in their gut, in their stomach. So the solar plexus chakra is the ability to be confident and control our lives. It is located in the upper abdomen in the stomach area. The emotional issues attached to it are self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. So I gotta tell you, that plexus, the solar plexus, which is yellow. I love that color too. It's my favorite color, so no wonder. Really affects who you are. And when that's out of whack, it is your self-worth, your self-confidence, and your self-esteem. That is like really the basis and the root of your soul here. Number four chakra is your heart chakra. Oh, I love this chakra because you know that's what I deal with. It is the emotional issues or love, joy, inner peace. It is in the center of your chest above your heart, and it rocks the color green. I'm going to tell you, I love green. Green, yellow, and orange were my colors in my bedroom when I grew up. Is that like crazy? But anyway, I never could understand why the heart chakra was green until just recently, because I always thought that it would rock the red color and that your root chakra, closer to the earth, would rock the green color. But really, the green color of your heart is the basis of all that is. It is how we love. It's the earth. It's the grass. It's the trees. It's nurturing. It's growing. And it's affectionate. So even though I always look at the heart chakra as being pink or red, it is really green. This is the gives you your inner peace, your inner joy, and love. So when you have a blockage of this area, or it's on a low energy vibration, you aren't able to give your full attention or energy to love yourself, or love of others, or joy. So this is a big one for everybody. The next one is the throat chakra, and that rocks the color blue. The emotional issues that are attached to that are communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth. It is located in your throat. I want to tell you that they're all connected. All of these chakras are connected. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm hoping you see how if one's off, the other one can be stronger, but it all interacts. So we got to make sure that all of our chakras are rocking at full energy speed. So the throat chakra is how you communicate self-expression of feelings and the truth. So if you're not able to tell people something, or you can't really fully understand and you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, you don't want to tell anybody how you feel, that affects your throat chakra. And actually, we have to deal with how to tell people. There's always a way to tell not great things in a positive way. And that's things that we all have to learn how to do with our throat chakra. The next one, of course, is one of my favorites. And that is the color, of indigo. That's your third eye chakra, your ability to focus on and see the bigger picture. It is located in between your eyes. And the emotional issues that are attached to it are intuition, imagination, wisdom, ability to think and make decisions. So I got to tell you, where you all think it's just intuition, no. This third eye helps you make decisions, see the bigger picture. You know, if you only see, they say live for today, but if you don't look outside today, it's more of a survival mode. You can't see the bigger picture. So where you need to live in the moment, that doesn't mean you don't look at the bigger picture ahead of you. And this is what that third eye chakra also does, besides open your intuitive abilities. And I know everybody here rocks those abilities. The seventh is your crown chakra. That is the highest chakra of the seven. It represents our ability to be fully connected to spirituality. This is the real one that is the spiritually chakra. It's the one that will bring in spirit. It brings it in through your crown chakra. It doesn't rock any of the others. It rocks spirituality. And without spirituality, we can't be connected. So everybody's seventh chakra is wide open. It's whether we accept it or not. And I love that because my wedding color was purple. So it is at the very top of the head. The emotional issues are inner and outer beauty, our connection to spirituality and pure bliss. So now that I've gone through the seven chakras, I don't know why they made me do this, but I had to look it up. I had to Xerox it. I had to do all this morning because they brought me those seven chakras for you. Now, I'm going to tell you how I'll, you know, they say that they spin in a clockwise position and they all spin at very big energetic speeds. Now, I know when I tried to like meditate on those seven chakras, I got like mixed up colors, what I was doing. I didn't know whether it was spinning right or spinning left. So I had read somewhere, and maybe this is why I needed to bring this to the show today. If your chakras, you always want to keep your chakras in balance. Now, we're in the spiritual realm of a physical body. So not everything is always going to be perfect, and I think you all know that. There are issues that we all have to deal with, learn from, and go through. And that means that where our chakras can all run perfectly, it's still all of our lessons go right through those seven chakras and more. We have a lot more. But anyway, so what I do, and this is why I'm going to bring this to you, what I do to align my chakras, and I run at a very high speed, is I love the rain. It's called the rainbow shower. I learned this through a technique that I watched on, I think it was YouTube, a long time ago, because everybody takes a shower, I hope. Everybody takes a shower or a bath, and if you're not and you don't do it, well, you know what? Pretend. So I get in the shower, and what I do is I shut my eyes just for a few seconds, and I watch the water run all down my body in all the colors of the chakra, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and purple. And I wash it over my body. I wash it go down. I watch it spin and splash, and it only takes me a few seconds. So if anybody has any blockage in their chakras and wants to reset their chakras and can't sit there and meditate for 30 minutes like me, I suggest you try this. It's called the rainbow shower. I think you could probably go on YouTube and watch it. So again, I don't know why I brought it, except that, you know, they also brought to me really quickly was the root chakra and the throat chakra today. So I would look at the root chakra and tell you it represents your foundation and feelings of being grounded. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't feel grounded, that feel like they're not on their right footing, that they don't feel attached to the earth plane, that they have too many issues, too many problems that aren't being solved. And so what I would do, there is a great exercise for this one, is that you look at your root chakra and you glow red. And then you take that red chakra and you put it and you visualize it going through your legs and through your feet and into the earth. I know it sounds a little, you know, different, but it actually helps ground you and gives you more clarity of some of the issues that you're going through. The next one they highlighted for me today, and I don't know why, because I would have rather talked about the heart chakra, is the throat chakra. And that is communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth. So I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that are in relationships, whether they are husband and wife relationships, girl friends relationships, guy friends relationships, and you're not able to tell them either the really good feelings you have about how wonderful and in love you are or in like you are as a friend, or the issues that might be troubling you. So I do know why they brought me that throat chakra, but what really rocked, and this is what I had to read, and then I'm going to get to the phones, is that when one of these chakras is stunted for a very long time, it blocked energy in either one of our chakras can often lead to illness. So it's important to understand that each chakra, what it represents and what energy you need to work on. I know that if you looked at those seven chakras, all of you out there, there's one that you could say, oh, that's me. So if that is true and you can look at it, please try to find, you can find it online, you can find it or you can call into the show and you need to start trying to align it with the rest of the working chakras, or you need to try to cleanse it. There are so many exercises that you can do. It's all free, it's online, but it really does help. Even if, you know, here's a good example. I tell everybody, if you say the word happy and you're not happy with a smile, all of a sudden endorphins start to work. You might really not be happy, but when you say the word happy, your smile just comes on. It just happens. That might be a fake smile, but it's going to be a smile. And someone said, fake it till you make it. I don't love this expression, but I understand it. And I just got a confirmation from Spirit. Because when you are not happy and when you say the word happy and smile a big smile, it actually helps you. It clears some of your heart chakra, actually, and it will make you look forward to what you really want to be. So again, the word fake it till you make it, I've seen it. I don't like the words, but it's the truth. If you can't be happy at the moment, you need to think happy at the moment. If you say happy, think happy, eventually you will be happy. And I think that's what fake it till you make it means. So I hope everybody liked my little speech here. But, you know, it is so cool because when I get on, I am always led to what I need to talk about. I'm so pulled to past lives, but the minute I woke up, the chakras came in. And I'm not one that rocks the chakra. I love it. I know what I do. But it's not that I don't rock it. It's that I don't talk about it very much. So maybe this is what they want me to do, take apart the chakras and start talking about them. And so today I gave you a basic overview. And I think each time, we won't talk about it long, but we're going to go into each chakra and what we can do. I know that there is a chakra cookbook that's getting ready to be published, so maybe that's it. And you can actually eat food that will help enhance and empower you through your chakras. So I hope everybody's rocking happy today. I'm going to get to the phone lines. 402. Oh, first I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you very much, Candy, for always helping on the show. And I know you don't have a microphone. Maybe your microphone came back. But Candy always helps. She helps in chat. She helps with the show or bringing in our guests. And that's another thing. I was told by Spirit, which is why that I'm ever changing, that the show's ever changing. And one of the things they said, and this has been brought to me for the last 2 weeks of us having to change the show because people either couldn't get here, they forgot that they were somewhere, and we had to rearrange either who was on or I took the show. So what Spirit said to me, and I hope everybody looks at my Facebook, is the night before I am going to tell you who's going to be on the show. I definitely know who's going to be on tomorrow, and so far I have him scheduled. His name is Gregory Scott. He's a tarotist. He's an astrology tarotist. He is on YouTube. So if you go to Gregory Scott's channel on YouTube, you can see him. You can figure out how he works. We had him as a guest before, and he loved being on the radio. It was the first time he's ever been on. And so he wanted to come back and said anytime. So I'm bringing him to you tomorrow. He'll be here at 1 o'clock. To do the tarot cards. You know, he'll pull something for you. He'll tell you astrology. You can ask him any questions, but I only ask that you go and look at him on YouTube so you know how he works and you know how to bring forth your questions. Then on Wednesday, and this is the other day I know about, is Ron Cole will be rocking the skies with astrology. He is our house astrologist. He is Dr. Ron Cole. I never use doctor very much, but I started with him because he teaches, he's a master astrologist. He has gotten his doctorate in astrology, and I want you all to know who you're talking to because he's super. I mean, he's been doing it for 42 years. Any questions for Ron, please, please get on and ask him. He can't do your chart, but he'll answer anything that you have going on that you want to know about. Astrology in the skies, planets, aspects, squares, please call in because he'd love to talk to you. I don't usually answer the phone lines when he's on because usually it's you want a reading. Well, he can't give you a reading. What he wants to give you is any knowledge about astrology that you want. So please call in. He loves interacting with people. So I know there's some astrologists out there or wannabe astrologists or astrology novices or people who just want to know what's going on. Please call tomorrow, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock. Oh, Candy, you are going to be so happy, and everybody else. I have Lisa Nolan Shalosky and her husband Patrick Shalosky coming back. They were here last week or the week before. They rocked the house. She channels Mother Gaia, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin. She's a channeler, a medium channeler. She's also intuitive, psychic, clairvoyant at all the clairs. She will answer with Patrick any questions that you have and bring through anybody that she sees with you. And he is super cool. He is he loves UFOs. He loves aliens. He likes and rocks different dimensions. So we're bringing you both of them on Wednesday at 2 o'clock to answer and to talk to you and read for you. That's as far as I'm going for the week because everything has changed. Laura was supposed to be Laura Pierrette. She's our healer, was going to be here Thursday. The interesting thing is she's taking her husband away for his birthday, and I am going to rock that show with Candy, but I'm not going to put that up yet because I do have some obligations that might come on Thursday, and maybe that's the way Spirit cleared it for me. So anyway, I just want you to know who is coming. Please get a hold of me. Like us on Blog Talk. If you like us on Blog Talk, like me on Blog Talk, you're going to get all my shows. And please look at my Facebook the night before. I'll tell you who is coming on, or you can see in the morning. Now I'm going to get to the callers. 402, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Leilani. Thank you for taking my call.
Leilani, I have to tell you something. I use you as an example all the time because I think, was it you? No, it wasn't you. I'm sorry. I was singing. I heard an earth song and I was singing it, but I think it was to another caller. But your name is so sweet. I love it. And I keep thinking that I want to sing the same earth song that I sang to this other girl. So if you just give me a second, because Spirit's working through me, I've got to sing something to you. First of all, I feel that you are not only work with the earth level, but I think you also work in with a higher spirit. So here goes the song. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York to the New York Highway, to the Gulfstream waters. This land was made for you and me. Okay, now you can ask me the question.
Wow, that was awesome. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I turn 30 tomorrow.
Then I guess the song needed to be Happy Birthday.
No, it was the same.
Go ahead.
It was in the same because it was really, I like that song a lot. I used to sing it when I was a kid, so.
Oh, really? Because Spirit brought it right through to me. But I'm sorry, when you mention your birthday, you get another song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Leilani. Happy birthday to you. That was from Spirit.
Thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed all the messages from Spirit because the root chakra and the throat chakra are two areas that I really need to work on. And
you know,
so
they brought it for me, Leilani, and they said, you never know who's going to call, who's going to come through, but they were so clear in that I had to redo the seven chakras that I scrambled this morning thinking, okay, where's my seven chakras book? And then I can do it through intuitive thinking, but when I do bring the seven chakras and I want everybody to know what exactly it rocks, then I'll pull out some paperwork. So they made me pull it out, and that's what everybody got. So maybe it was you that needed this message. So what would you like to know?
Well, I just want to say thank you for it. First of all, the message was beautiful. And second of all, anything that Spirit wants to come through and share with you.
Okay. You do have a mother or grandmother in Spirit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The one woman that's stepping forward, oh my goodness, I love it. She has a crown of flowers on. It's all white, like a crown of white flowers. And she's dressed in like a white flowy dress. She's got a little bit of darker skin, but not, you know, not, I just can't explain. It's not dark, but it's not light. So it's a little darker skin. She's handing me something that looks like a banana leaf. So when I get those symbols, oh my goodness, it means she's coming in peace, in love, and in beauty. So I would believe this might be a grandmother, and she has roots far back into, I'm going to say, an exotic area. So I don't know if this makes sense to you, but she's bringing she's bringing you the banana leaf. I was just going to say she's making things out of a banana leaf. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like a braid.
Were they used in Hawaiian? Were they, you know, when they're doing, well, they use period for a lot of things. When they use banana leaves, they usually get the emu ready, like you're going to, you know, emu a pig. People think it's like over a fire, but it's actually in a pit. And they put lava rocks and they put banana leaves down there. So, like right before a feast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that might be something to do with it.
Well, she's kind of coming in really beautifully slow here. So you've got to give me a minute. I think the dress means something too. So I don't know if it's a wedding dress or it's a beautiful, like, a ceremony dress. But the dress she's coming in, maybe it's a Hawaiian ceremony that, you know, she was showing you. But, and the banana leaves, I know that I don't see smoke coming from them. So to me, that means that it's being used for beauty. So I don't know if you... they're showing me braiding banana leaves, like people braiding banana leaves. And I don't know what that braid is going to be, but it's I know it's for beauty. So to me, that symbol, and she's smiling and shaking her head. So either it's a Hawaiian ceremony, or it is a tradition, or it's something, and it's so pretty and beautiful, and it's so giving that I'm not sure what she, the symbol is yours, so I'm only trying to interpret it. What she is saying, and I see, is it's the flow of life. It's kind of like she's reminding me that this is the flow of generations, the flow of things to come, and I don't see a whole lot of turbulence from her that she's showing me. So either she's saying to you, and this would be my interpretation, I'm going to ask her if I'm right. She's saying that there's more things for you to come, Leilani, but they're all attached to your roots, to where you need to look for happiness. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but she's smiling,
yes,
saying you have to go back to your roots.
Yes, definitely.
So I know...
Awesome.
Yeah, let me see if she's good. Do you need to ask her anything? Because, you know, I don't tell people, but when you ask to talk to your spirits and they come, you know, your relatives, they just don't, they come to show you they're here. And that's what, you know, like everybody says, oh, well, I didn't get a message. Well, sometimes they don't give you a message. They just smile. Like yesterday I was with a girlfriend and her mother and father passed and her sister-in-law. Well, the sister-in-law came in like a picture. And there was no, you know, she did end up giving me a message because I asked for one. But really, they just want to give you a symbol that they're here. Your grandmother came with a message. And that message is so, oh, my God. She, her hands are like going like they're creating a story. So I know what she's showing me to show you. And I'm giving you the symbol is that your roots are important for your happiness. And I don't know what that means for you, but I see a lot of flowing going on. So do you have a question that I can ask your grandmother?
I just want to say thank you for the message because I think I understand the message. If you could ask her if I understand it correctly, that's the only thing about it.
Yeah, she's shaking her head real vehemently, yes, with a big smile.
And then just
you
tell her
understand.
Thank you and send my love and send a bunch of love to you, too. And thank you for the beautiful things that you do. I know it takes a lot to be a healer. So thank you.
Well, wait, she's throwing you kisses. And as she's throwing you kisses, because there's milk, that the things are coming out of her mouth like butterflies, little hearts. They're not, it's really cool. And little daisies. All of them are coming out as she's kissing you. So
yeah.
To me, the love, butterflies is freeness. The love, the beauty, and you to be free is all in those messages. Free will is all in those messages. And she is so happy and so elated. And she just has the prettiest smile she's saying, thank you for accepting the message. Now live it. So I'm going to tell you, this grandmother is around you a lot. And she is only in beauty and symbols. So I just really love this grandmother. So thank you for letting me in your life. So
thank you.
And she's bowing her head. So whatever that means. And she's walking away. She doesn't have any shoes on, by the way. She's just walking. And the white dress is really flowy. It's a beautiful scene. I only wish that from my eyes to your eyes, you could see this. And maybe you can. So, because she's saying that you're pretty intuitive yourself.
Yes.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome, Leilani. I so appreciate you being on with us. Where in Hawaii you're from?
I'm from Honolulu. I was born in Waikiki. I was one of the last babies born at, when there was a hospital there.
Sounds
nice. I'm 30 years old. That hospital got knocked down in 85, and I was one of the last babies.
Have you been back there? Have you been back
there? I was living there for a really long time, and I moved away probably like a little while ago, and I haven't been back. But I want to go back because part of me really wants to go home because, I don't know, there's something about Hawaii there's no words to describe the love that's in Hawaii. Regardless of all the things and the economics and the people, there's something really, something about the land that your energy can feel. Like, everybody can feel it. I mean, everybody wants to come to Hawaii.
Well, I think that's why maybe I heard it was strange. Because if your grandmother had come through before I sang that song, they're playing that song again. This land is your land. This land is my land. So I think that has to do with your message. Of course it does, because I would have sang that song if it didn't. But is there any way that you can get back? Is there still relatives? Is it you visit? Can you go?
My whole family is back here. I have nobody really here. So I'm spending my 30th birthday with my children. I have a friend from high school that I got reconnected with that we haven't spent time since we were in high school, and now we have a bunch of children together. I mean, not like together. We have like 10 kids. I have 4 and she has like 8.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a different thing. We're both nurses aide though. Our life kind of run parallel. We both kinda have the same, a lot of children, difficulties growing, and then, have the same job and the same value of work, and it takes a lot of toll. People don't realize this. Good nurses aides that do their jobs, they usually blow out a shoulder or their back really after like, year 7 or 8, it's her to get to you. And so that happened to her, and she went through all this stuff, and like she went through like almost this infection that almost killed her, and they didn't know what it was. They're telling her it was cancer, it was this, and she went to this doctor. So she had a lot going on, and I was like, weird, because the same kind of thing but different was happening to me, like in different areas, but we had the same thing. So we came back together, and we both didn't know anybody, so it was just really random that her sister on social media was like, oh, I was posting, I was moving to Omaha. And she was like, really? We live here. Melissa just moved out here, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. At least I know somebody. I was going to go there not knowing anyone.
Wow.
Because the 50s is a change. I mean, it's really hard to live in Hawaii. I mean, with four children, it's really unrealistic. I was going through college, doing everything, and I didn't get the time. The time is most important, and I wasn't giving it to my kids. And so I kind of, like, before I had a midlife crisis, I stopped myself, and I sold everything down and took my relocated to where I thought I could make it work a little bit more. And in one way, I have. But in another way, I kind of have to still work just as hard.
Well, I gotta tell you, something, Leilani, and this is glad I can give you the time, but they're not saying that. They're showing me that you have to go back to your roots, and eventually, I would guess you will. You have support there, and that's the main thing. Even though you look at friends, and I love my friends. My friends are my family. But with you, what I think your grandmother is showing me with those fluid hands telling a story is that family means the most. Whether you get along or you don't, eventually you're going to have to deal with the ones that you don't. But what I see is that there you can find a job in the outer lying areas. And what she's saying is when you come full circle and come home, you will see that. So it is going to be your choice when you can or you can't. But eventually, I see what your grandmother is saying is that you are going to go home. So I don't know if it's financially because of your kids or that that you left and you can go back. But what I am seeing is that your life really will start again once you go back to your roots. So that's kind of the message. So I'm hoping eventually you can either make it work, because I just was in Waikiki a couple years ago, and it's so commercial. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
It is. It is. It's changed a lot.
But there are jobs, and that's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know if you can live with family, or they're showing me the outer lying area. So it's not Waikiki. It's more of one of the other islands or other areas.
If I moved back to Hawaii, I'd probably pick the Big Island to live, because it's just it resonates with me more. And living on the mainland, coming back to transitioning, going back to a small space like that, I'd probably choose the Big Island, because you can get in your car and drive, see the snow and go surf in the same day. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
I definitely want to go back to Hawaii, but there's some things I want to do here first, like at my master's and
so you're
at the
here
healthcare
for education.
Mecca. Yeah. Education and advancement with the family and giving them time, because I don't have to work as hard here compared to Hawaii, because the cost of living is drastically different. Like the way I was living there, I don't have to work as hard because I lived simply there, but it was expensive. And here I can live simply really cheap, and I know how to cook and I know how to, kind of manage what I have working on very little. And so it's not hard for me.
Yeah. But, I do see opportunity again. I'm hoping that your grandmother's smiling, so it's not like I see any hardship. And I know it feels like her arms, it kind of looks like a Hawaiian, remember I told you, I think she's saying something with her hands.
Yes.
I think she's calling you back. She's calling you back home. And she's not doing it like urgently. And she's not doing it without a smile. And it's very fluidly moving. So what that kind of is going to mean for you is that you are going to do what you have to do, and then you are going to go back happily, or you're going to look to go back happily. I do think that education is important. So you do have a big college in Honolulu, I know, because that's why I was there. I was visiting a friend's son. But you do know that the internet, you can go to college or any on the internet, which is you can apply to any school, which is really crazy. It's like crazy, and this is the way school is going to be from now on. You could join Pfizer. You can do what's the other ones? All big names. You can apply online and start taking courses within a couple days. So
right,
and they're all the same price, most of them. You can go cheap college and cheap BAs or BSs, and you can find the ones that per credit are cheaper. And all of them are online. I believe this is the way of the future. I could see it, and I was on the school board at one point. I was in a SAC committee, and they were
telling
me. That's
how I got my Blackbird.
Yeah, well, that's how you know, I was on there, and I'm in Florida, and they were talking about the first school in Clearwater was going to use pads, iPads. They were giving them out with all their books on them. So there went the books. Now they have Blackboard. So the kids that can't make it into class have to go to class on Blackboard. There's no excuses now. And the next thing is, because of bullying and because of really, really hard circumstances, I believe, and if you look at the statistics, that a lot of kids are going online high school. It's free. So when you look at that, what's the transition? A lot of people who have to work, who don't have the time or have a family, are going to do online college. It's amazing what I see with online. You could get your doctorate online, and I know a lot of people who do. So again, look at all your options and what your options are. And I know, Leilani, eventually, with that name, Leilani, you're going to end up back with your family. I know it because I see your grandmother, and she's smiling, and she's calling you home with those arms. So I know that eventually that's where you're going to be. And I love that because home is where the heart is. And we just talked about the green, you know, heart chakra, which always surprises me because I would always think, like I think you heard me say, that the heart chakra should be pink, but it's not. So, and I always thought that the sacral chakra should be green. But, you know, I always think I'm right. So it's a good thing that I can't change the color of the chakras, that they're all from ancient times, or I would try. So the thing
well,
is,
I'd say if it works for you, like if it resonates like deeper with you, like traditions have evolved just like people, just like, you know, adaptations, just like bacteria and everything. Like we can all evolve from that. Like you can take the root of everything and know that it's universal love. And no matter what color, what light you bring, you're bringing that.
I you know what? From the words of wisdom, I will tell everybody, I believe that we all co-create and create our lives. So, and we created it coming down with certain people, and we agreed to it. We came, we learned the lessons. My really close friend Leslie Journey, who will be back, I think, next week, she calls it Earth School. I love that. I hate the name school because I never rocked being in a building, but I love the idea.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like school either.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't that I didn't like it. I liked I was the type that I'm ADD. And they didn't have ADD back then. I loved nursing school because I was really studying something I wanted to learn. It was so interesting to me. But high school, middle school, that was all to me social. So unfortunately, I didn't do as well. I think I did get A's, but I think I got a D in gym because I remember not wanting to wear. I was too cool to wear the gym, you know, the gym outfit. Now you don't have to. But back then, you had to wear these like pantaloons. And there was no way I was going to let a boy see me in pantaloons. I was too cool for that. So what happened was I didn't realize that school was school and that I should have been more serious. And that back then, girls just weren't expected, you know, to go further. My family, they weren't expected to go further. So I did, you know, I did do well afterwards. But so I don't know where this went, but I do know that I do things unconventionally. And that's what you're talking about. Everybody has the choice of doing how they see things. So if I see the green heart chakra as pink, I absolutely do that. In my mind, I see the heart chakra resonating the color pink for me. But I also understand where the green came from. And, you know, your grandmother brought through tradition, which I love, which I know I'm keeping you on the phone and I'm trying to talk to everybody, but tradition is important. It builds it's really your base. It doesn't have to stay that way, but it builds the base of what you see from. So yes, whereas that red chakra is the root chakra for some reason. I see it as green and I see the heart chakra as pink. But when I give it to all of you, it's tradition. This color I give you so that you all can rock exactly what is good for you. So that's why I give it that way. Leilani, because not everyone will see it like me. You know?
Yes. Thank you. Thank
you're
you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a fabulous day and good luck. I hope your birthday is absolutely fabulous. Make it smile, be happy, and I know you are. And just look towards the future, because the future, living in today, you live for today, but again, the bigger picture. So I know what you're doing with education, and I love that, because that will get you to where you want to go in the future. So good luck, Leilani.
Thank you for making my birthday beautiful. Thank you very much, and have a good day, too.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I only have about 9 minutes, so I did want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody coming. I'm not closing the show off. I just wanted to tell you that I want to thank all the guests. I want to thank Candy for helping in chat. I love you, Lou, so I thank you for being here. I see Walk with Spirit, thank you, and I see a couple other people that I just love. So without you guys, I don't have a show. Without you, there's no reason to keep talking. So I do so love when I see guests, when I see people in chat, because it makes me know that you all do want me to stay and be here. And I got to tell you something. It really, I would be here. I love this. I love teaching. I love answering questions. If there's anybody else that would like to come on and jump on, I can answer a question in 9 minutes. If not, I'm going to keep talking. I don't know how you all see the chakras. Candy, if you want to jump on, if there's anybody who has a question in chat, I'm ready to take them. So, thank you, Lou. I know you love me. Rock everybody. I think that without you guys, I wouldn't be here, or I wouldn't want to be here, actually. So this is so fun, and I do appreciate you coming and being up with me. If there's anything you want to hear, although Spirit leads me to talk to what I need to talk about, just drop me a line. You know, go to my webpage. It's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. Drop me a little, it has a contact information. Drop me a contact and tell me what you want to hear. Say, hey, Bonnie, I'm sick of hearing about this. Just please, can you talk about that? So if Spirit doesn't lead me to something, and even if they do, I will actually do both. So drop me a line on what you want to hear. This week is kind of crazy. Like I said, it's really interesting because I'm going to tell you about what's happening with the show. The last 2 weeks, we've had some technical issues, both through people and through our blog talk. And Candy today was having technical issues. So I know that we have Valentine's Day coming up this week. We also have Mercury getting out of retrograde, everyone. It's out of retrograde on the 11th. I think we have two more days, including this one is three. So I know everything will start turning around again. So remember, everything that was retrograde was visiting the past, making the past going forward. So if you had any past issues in communication and relationships and looking at under a microscope at something, it has allowed you to do that. If things aren't working, you got to figure out why. Oh, I know, because I don't have the brain to make it work on the computer. I wish I did. I've learned a lot, but I still need some technical help. And I don't know, but Mercury keeps going retrograde in that area for me. I cannot go back to communicate the tech department that I need. So maybe it's telling me I got to find somebody that can help me. And that is really a cool thing. I know I asked Lou, and Lou knows what issues that I've had. And like I said, you're going to see me on YouTube very shortly. Also, I'm going away March 4th through the 9th. And I'm looking to put up some of our shows that have played before that maybe you haven't heard. And that way you will also still be able to visit my shows. So I'm looking to do that. If anybody can help, just write me a little note. If not, I am going to find someone because this is important to me. Also, I know Kelly out there is having a lot of issues with communication, with her house, with getting on the internet, and she really got hit hard with Mercury retrograde. So Kelly, from all of us out here, we love you, we support you, and we hope that you come back to chat soon. So I know Kelly listens and she appreciates anybody. So say any prayers that you can towards Kelly and getting her her communications back up. She really, really had it taken down. So you kind of wonder why. Well, Kelly, we know that. So, yeah, so Lou, I know you love Kelly. And anybody listening, thank you. I really appreciate it. Please join me again. Tomorrow we have, oh my goodness, Gregory Scott. So anybody listening, please go to his YouTube, Gregory Scott. I think it's .com or .uk, .uk, but I think if you go to his YouTube, it has it down there. And he's a really cool kid. He's in his 30s, but he does, oh my goodness, he does rock his cards well. So again, he'll be here for you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And I am so excited to talk to him again because I haven't talked to him since he'd been on the show last. Then on Wednesday, if you haven't heard, Wednesday again, we have Dr. Ron Cole talking to us about the skies and all the planets. Please, all of you novice astrologists are wanting to know something that you didn't know, please call and ask him questions. On Wednesday, it is going to be open mic for him. So please, he's going to take questions. You know he answers them in such depth. So please think about what you want to know, and you will hear Ron. Anything, because he wants to talk to the public. And I know I don't put him on because I know you're looking for a reading, some of you. But that's going to come in the second hour. In the second hour, we have Lisa Nolan Chulosky and Patrick Chulosky. They rock, oh my goodness, messages from above. So all I can tell you is please go to her website, lisanolan.com, I think it is, and she is a trance medium. Now, she doesn't do trance on our show because it doesn't, you know, it won't come across. You've got to see her in person or Skype. So eventually, I think she'll do it on the radio because I feel like she will. But she brings you messages from anything you want to know. And Patrick also brings you messages. Both of them work together, and they're such a cute couple. So they will be here on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. So please join us. Thursday is up in the air, and Friday, you know, you're going to either end the week with me, Coffee with Bonnie, and I know that they keep hitting me. Spirit keeps saying, we're going to go over the chakras. So even though I gave you the 7 today, it's going to lead me to one of the chakras. And then I'm really going to get into some past lives because that's another thing that's been kind of beating on my door. I love seeing it. Past lives are really interesting from what you are here now to what you're supposed to do in this life stems from what you've done in the past and what you've been in the past. So I think that is a cool subject. It's a really neat thing to get into. First of all, if you've got a hypnotherapist, which we do, Jerry Humphreys, he's a hypnotherapist. A lot of people can go and have their past life done by professional hypnotherapists that do past lives. But see, I see it in a glimpse. So when you call, I will be able to feel and see what I might not be able to go into all your past lives, but they'll show me which past life you are coming back here to either learn from or give to. So that'll be interesting, and I love that. Anyway, I have 90 seconds. Again, thank you, everyone. I appreciate you listening and coming. I love you all, and I appreciate your support. So I will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And again, please get in early. It's Gregory Scott. He will be doing reading. You know, I would like to be the first because I haven't talked to him, but I don't know. I really feel that if I get too many readings, I get all these things. I get so excited and I don't know. I just blow my brains out. So, and I don't mean literally, I just mean I get so excited. So I bring them to you. And so hopefully you'll be able to learn something or you'll be able to glean some information about what you need to do in the present, in the future, and he's really good. So please go back to his YouTube. Take a look at him. You can see him. You can see how he reads. He's very quiet, very confident, but very, you know, he says things. He's super cool on if you look at him. He's been doing this for a while. He has been rocking this gift a long time. So again, have a great day. Wake up, world! It's Monday. Love everybody. Thanks. Bye.